All right, so I just threw this out just kind of off the cuff, so we're going to have a little fun with it here in this segment. This is all you guys off the top
of
the dome.
I like it.
This is all we're doing today. Everybody's kind of in vacation mode around the station right now.
This building's a ghost town.
I mean, hell, even the sales assistants aren't even here, so you know nobody's doing bleep around this place right now. I'll tell you what, traffic coming in was pretty damn light, so that's always a good thing. So let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
And your guys' phone calls and texts are welcome as always. 713-572-4610. What are you thankful for as it pertains to the Texans and as it pertains to the National Football League? I will start it off by saying,
yes,
as a Kansas City Chiefs fan and as a fan of the National Football League, I am a fan and I am thankful for the fact that my team finally has a franchise quarterback. Because when you have a franchise quarterback, it changes the outlook of your team and of your emotions week to week. Because here's the thing, Texans fans, as much upset as you might be or frustrated as you might be with Bill O'Brien and the play calling or the offensive line, and you say to yourself, well, gee whiz, we've got this defense. We know what we saw last year, but for whatever reason, we just can't do it. But you know what? You still got Deshaun Watson. And as Landry Locker's been saying for the last couple weeks now, number four is always capable of doing the unthinkable, is always there to keep you around in a game, no matter what, if you're defense. Because here's the reality of it, folks. Whether it's the Steelers, the Chiefs, the Patriots, the Chargers, whoever you might face in the playoffs, if your defense is giving you a puncher's chance, guess what? Your Mike Tyson is Deshaun Watson. So to all you teams out there, the Texans, the Chiefs, the Rams, everybody else that has franchise quarterbacks for the first time in a while, be grateful, be thankful.
You actually kind of took mine. It's in general, young quarterbacks.
That's it.
I'm thankful for young quarterbacks because we don't know what they're all going to be. Maybe, you know, some of these young guys are going to have a second and third year like Mahomes and Goff.
Yeah.
You know.
Let's call it what it is. Deshaun's year hasn't been bad.
No, it hadn't been bad. No, it hadn't been bad.
Just because the other teams have been just, you know, there's some just eye-popping, gaudy stats out there.
Yeah.
But Deshaun has not been bad.
No, I agree with that. Just because we need that in the NFL. How many years, decades, really? You know, did we kind of make fun of the fact that people said, oh, this is going to be the next great quarterback class in the NFL, and then nothing. You know, or maybe one guy, becomes something. When you think about quarterbacking the NFL, Landry, it's like Roethlisberger and, you know, Drew Brees are like the last class of truly greats. And how long have they been in the league?
And that's something I'm grateful for, just to pile on what you guys are talking about. Mm-hmm. I'm thankful that NFL coaches are becoming less hard-headed blowhards than they've been in the past. Because I really think, you know, the offense that we're seeing right now has just been completely dismissed in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought a quarterback was supposed to look a certain way, and they thought that this was gimmicky in college. I'm glad that it seems like, at least whether it's the younger guys like McVay or guys like Sean Payton opening up their minds, it seems like NFL coaches, especially on the offensive side of the ball, are becoming more innovative, and they're becoming more open-minded and less blowhardish.
So thankful for not just young quarterbacks, but young or new blood coaches. I think Frank Reich is going to fall into that category. Vrabel might. Certainly McVay. Now they have different styles, but I hate that they always, for, again, really decades, whenever an NFL job opening came open, same old guys.
No,
same dudes.
No, and I think you're going to see that again this year. Not necessarily the same old guys.
Get new blood.
That you're going to see a lot newer blood, and that's what I'm saying. Like I feel like that's why, and whether he's had a chance to implement what Tim Kelly's doing or Sean Ryan or what have you. That's what I'm saying. And maybe one of them will get promoted to offensive coordinator next year. But I guess that's what I'm saying is I'd like to see a little more. I don't feel like there's much. You saw innovation.
New life. Innovation is the word.
Okay. We saw innovation on the football field last night.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Maybe that's what I'm getting frustrated with this Texans offense, is I don't feel like this offense has innovated at all.
No, I think that's the best word for it.
In 2018.
Because last night, why is everybody, you know, salivating over themselves over last night's game? Because we haven't seen that very much.
No.
In the NFL.
No, we haven't. And I'm going to talk about in 15 minutes if that really was good football or if people are talking out of both ends. Let's go to Loophole Jeremy. Jeremy, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead. What are you thankful for?
Yeah, I'm thankful for the invitation on Thanksgiving Day when the family gathered around.
Man, I'm
cutting off. I'd be thankful if you had a better signal.
Was he thankful for the games on Thanksgiving Day?
I think he was thankful that there's football on Thanksgiving, maybe.
Yeah, that's
three games.
That's special. Yeah.
There is three games.
How about Bill O'Brien yesterday? He's right. I mean, for a guy like him, talking about, you know, Christmas, and he's not a presents guy and all that, but give me Thanksgiving because you get to eat and watch football.
I would have to believe that Thursday is probably the one day where the entire Texans staff, everybody as a whole, is going to be taking the day off.
I got some Bill O'Brien on Thanksgiving if you want it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised by his drink of choice, too. We can probably get into that in just a second.
Let's hear that. That's my drink of choice.
But this is B.O.B. Yeah, but you're a late guy. This is B.O.B. on Thanksgiving. Coors Light's a late beer, Lopez.
Okay. I definitely think Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. I'm not big into presents, and I don't really enjoy birthdays. I do like Christmas, but I'm not a big present guy. I'd rather eat a lot of food, and that's why I like Thanksgiving. I like 4th of July, too, so I like the fireworks. I figured you could say you like New Year's Eve. Yeah, that's okay. I don't think it's that. I think Thanksgiving's awesome. It's football, it's turkey, it's stuffing, it's couple Coors Lights and watch some football.
Shocked by the Coors Light. Absolutely shocked.
Why would you be shocked by that? What'd you peg him as?
Something
he's
like,
not a Bud guy.
Yeah.
I thought he would be like kind of like a Heineken or something like that.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You mean to think that the dude who has already told you he wears the same suit, doesn't wear socks, is going to go Heineken?
Mm-hmm.
No. Coors Light, I'm surprised he didn't say Busch Light or Natty Light, knowing his demeanor.
He ain't getting down like that. Coors Light is a lake beer to me.
I like it.
I could be wrong, but I feel like Coors Light is a lake, like outside lake guy beer.
And did you notice, and you kind of made fun of me yesterday when I talked about is it dressing or is it stuffing? That's where I got it from. He said stuffing, if you play that again. Where's he from?
New England.
East Coast Yankees call it stuffing. Down here in America, we call it dressing.
So you really think B.O.B., Coors Light, that's shocking.
Sam Adams is the Boston preferred beer. So I'm a little surprised you didn't say Sam Adams.
What was your choice, Fred, when you used to drink?
Miller Lite with a lime.
I'm a Miller Lite fan, too.
Miller Lite with a lime. Mm-hmm. That was my go-to.
You know what they call those in Boston?
Ain't no
chick beers?
No. Chick beers? Miller Lights?
No, with the lime. With the lime is what I'm saying.
Nah.
lime there. It's go time. You kidding me?
They call them Lachey's. They call them Lachey's. Nick Lachey, because he was always drinking them on that show he had with Jessica Simpson.
Oh, yeah, the Miller
Maybe
Lights.
This is expired. This was like
I was a little surprised.
See, I would think you being Hispanic would put lime but in your beer.
You got to put it in
That's right.
You got to put it in a Mexican beer. Like, put it in a Corona.
No.
Or a Bohemia.
Why is that a rule? Why is that a rule?
Corona.
It's not a rule. It's a preference.
But I'm just saying, why can't you put a lime in Miller Lite?
In a Miller Lite? It's a little unconventional.
You know what? I'm gonna quiz you guys because there are right answers to this.
There are?
Yes. What is the basic bitch beer?
Oh.
This is easy.
I would say Ultra, Michelob Ultra.
Yes. Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
I know
ding,
my
ding.
Basic bitches. All right.
Of the domestics. Of the domestics.
I know my basic
Of the
bitches.
Domestics, what is the beer of choice among Hispanics?
I can go with domestics.
Oh, Bud Light.
I was going to say Bud Light or Miller Light.
Lopez has got it too.
I know my Hispanics too.
See, but I think there's a growing portion of Hispanics though that also go with Miller Light because that's how I got started on the Miller Light kick.
Really, but Bud Light. I feel like Bud Light is that.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm not disputing Bud Light. I mean, hell, like I said, it's not expensive either, so that doesn't hurt.
That Dilly Dilly helped them a lot.
Listen, the thing about Bud Light, they always come up with something clever. I mean, and here's the reality of it. Now, I will say this. Dos Equis.
They screwed up getting rid of the real most interesting man.
They did that by choice. He wanted to stay.
Yeah, that was stupid of him.
I know.
No, because the new guy looks like it's Michael Phelps and just doesn't look good and just has been a complete disaster. But that is one of the campaigns where literally the most interesting man put Dos Equis on the map.
Exactly.
On the map.
Like literally raised their international profile.
He made millions of dollars.
Why did they do that?
I have no idea.
That was so dumb.
What's the frat boy's favorite beer?
The frat boy's favorite beer, I mean, it really is Keystone, probably. It's Keystone back
Light.
In my day.
Natty Light.
In my day, it was Keystone, and if you get that Keystone Ice, things are getting real crazy.
You put ice on anything, and it's going to go down.
Keystone Ice, though.
Bud Ice.
Do you ever get on
legit.
That MD 2020?
Oh, back in the day?
Come on, now.
I got kicked out of school.
What color?
Purple.
Purple?
Purple, me too.
I like the blue.
I was a red grape wine guy. I actually, like I said, got into a fisticuffs back in my sophomore year of high school. I was full off of that red grape wine MD 2020. You got to remember, sophomore Fred was probably about 5'6", 5'7", about a $1.30, soaking
I'd love
wet.
To meet this guy.
So, just pissing vinegar.
I'm trying
right
to
there.
Remember the one that I drank a lot of in college. Not the Mickey's, bro,
Thunderbird.
Mickey's,
yeah, Mickey's 40s. Mickey's 40s. Those were good 40s. But bro, I'm telling you, Keystone is the frat boy beer. Eesh. I think you're wrong on that.
Really?
I really do.
Well, when my kids were hanging out, they were about your age, well, a little younger than you, but it was Natty Light, wasn't
really?
It?
Really? Yeah. I bet it was Keystone. Let's have them text
maybe,
in.
Maybe. My son always listens. He'll text.
Somebody just texted in, Ultra and Coors Light are both bitch beers.
I don't know about the Coors Light opinion. I don't,
Coors
I don't
Light is
that.
A man's beer.
See, I don't know.
All right, you're on In the Loop. Go. Go.
Hello.
Yo,
yeah, you're
up,
on,
man.
Yeah, my go-to beer is because of the John Madden commercials going through the posters back in the... I'm 57 years old, so John probably knows what I'm talking about.
What was
Miller
it?
Light.
Oh, yeah, Miller the Light. Original Miller Lite.
There you go.
Good choice. The original Miller Lite. What other categories kind of can we pick? Like, type of person, can we pick a beer? We did basics. We did Hispanics. We did frat boys.
You know, F-boy. You know what F-boy beer is?
What is that?
F-boy. And I'm not even talking frat boy. I'm just talking about the biggest tool you can imagine. Sample beer guy. The guy that goes to the bar and has to sample everything.
What do they call those little...
Hey, let me try this.
A flight?
A flight.
Let me try this.
Get a flight. No, you're right.
Can I try that?
Oh, yeah.
No, what's the abbreviation of this? Is this an 8.6? Yeah. No, is this... what's the IPA?
Yeah.
Those are the...
Oh, who drinks IPAs?
Emo?
Everybody
no,
now.
The hipsters.
What are the brothers drinking? What are the brothers drinking?
Oh, I'll tell you what the brothers are drinking.
What are the brothers drinking?
Beer?
Like, as far as beer?
Yeah.
Whatever. They don't want to. Most brothers would rather not drink beer. They'd rather you have some liquor or something like
drink
that.
Gin and juice.
But brothers are always real scientific with their beer because they'll be like, am I feeling light today or am I feeling dark? Like they have it down to a science to where it's like they have it all down. But they'll drink whatever beer you got. But they prefer, if we're talking just domestic, Bud Light. I think they probably prefer Bud Light.
I'm trying to think, man. It's been a while.
Straight Budweiser.
Hey, brothers only in the locker room, okay?
Yeah.
Brothers only. Brothers and ladies only. Brothers and ladies only next. 713-572-4610. Brothers and ladies
only.
I feel like we can get
fired for this segment, but it's a good segment. Because we're like characterizing people.
Hey, listen, the government's trying to stop black people from buying menthol cigarettes. So you know what? Hey, we're just jumping in with it. So there you have it. 713-572-4610. And how do you feel about the Newport band? So lots to get to. Glad to have you on board. Don't go anywhere. The locker room next. It is In the Loop on a Tuesday.